What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled "Please Help Me Select the Best Pictures I Can Use for Whether It's a Dating App or a Professional Website or for Whatever." As you guys know, I'm here in Lviv, which rhymes with Tel Aviv. Special shout out to the man inside on MGTOW TV coming up with that one. Because as we all know, 6 million Jews eventually are going to come live here. So anyways, this video is not about Jews. This video is about you guys helping me select the best pictures I can use for whatever type of portfolio, whether it's dating, whether it's professional, whether it's for whatever, right? So I had a photo shoot done here. I actually booked it off of Airbnb. As you guys know, Airbnb, other than, you know, apartments and housing, it actually offers services from people who are, you know, selling stuff like, I don't know, how to cook or something like that, okay? So I got this service for like $60. I'm gonna link it to the girl who took the pictures from me. She did an amazing job, I think. I'm gonna let you guys decide that. So I'm gonna include in the comment section and maybe even the description of this video a link to all the pictures she took of me. And I want you guys to decide the pictures I should download and have. Of course, I can download all of them and you can too. Coach Bitchpill, I know what you're up to, so get the fuck off of my webpage. But anyways, you normal people out there, just look over the pictures. Let me know the best pictures you think that make me obviously look good. And I'm gonna use those pictures for, you know, whether it's the dating apps, whether it's whatever, right? Because at the end of the day, guys, it's very imperative to understand that at the end of the day, it's all about looks, dudes. Everything is about looks. I don't care if it's dating, I don't care if it's business, I don't care if whatever. Everything out there is purely about looks. We are a looks driven society. And I can honestly tell you guys here in Ukraine that a lot of the beautiful women I see, I took notice that they're either with Chad or they are with like brutes, you know, the big burly guys walking around as if they're gonna beat the shit out of somebody. Now, I am not a pretty boy by any stretch of the imagination, but at the same time, guys, and you guys took notice of this, I'm like one of the bigger people here in Ukraine, you know. Ukrainian dudes, if they're taller than me, they're skinny. If they're shorter than me, they're more on the husky side. So I'm like the absolute perfect example of somebody who's tall and at the same time has the body mass. So if it wasn't for freaking language, because again, on a scale of 1 to 100, people here don't even know, they're not even a 1 when it comes to fucking English. But this is why you got a circle max, you know, social max. I did meet a couple of Americans here, so and I'm meeting people who speak English. So hopefully that will allow me to social max. And at the same time, guys, you know, since I'm going to so many different pubs and places like that, because at the end of the day, guys, you guys gotta be realistic, man. At the end of the day, man, outside of work and school, which obviously I have no business in here in Ukraine or pretty much anywhere else in the world, where are you gonna meet women, right? You know, you got either the Tinder apps, or you go to the pubs. You know, that's the only place where you can meet a woman. Or at the very least, you'd be able to like social max in the pubs where you can get access to other women. But the reality of the matter, guys, is it's always going to be about looks no matter what. I'm really feeling good about Ukraine because, again, you know, in Latvia, guys, I stood no chance in Latvia. I'm not going to lie, man. Like, all the Latvian dudes were like fucking Chads. They were Chads. They were tall. They were blue eye, blonde, white. Even though I think Latvian women are hotter than Ukrainian women, there are some stunners here in Ukraine, no doubt about that. But I stood no chance against the Latvian dudes, you know. But here, compared to the Ukrainian men, And most Ukrainian, I don't want to say most, but a good portion of Ukrainian men, they kind of look Armenian, you know? It's like, dude, I'm mugging you. That's fucking sad if I'm mugging you. So, I haven't been here for 2 weeks yet, and I'm already feeling way better here about Ukraine than I ever did about Latvia. Even though in Latvia, if I played the long, smart game, and they speak English over there, but, you know, Latvia would have been a lot better in the summertime, I'm not gonna lie. Ukraine, it's the same thing. It's wet, it's rainy out there, but if you social mask, if you social max, circle max, you know, have these good pictures up on Tinder and what have you, I genuinely think, guys, that Ukraine might be it. I really think that Ukraine might be it. However, I'm going to be making videos about this. I don't, you know, this video is about you guys helping me out find the best picture. It's not about, it's not one of those regular videos where I do the MGTOW walk and talk shit. But I genuinely think for you MGTOW guys out there, especially if you're young, decent looking, shit like that, you know, you got your money together. I think Ukraine can really be the Mecca for MGTOW guys when it comes to actually finding decent women. I'll be making videos about that later on. But anyways, point of this video, guys, is I want you guys to tell me, Amr, these are the best pictures of you that we think that you should have in dating, in professional, in, you know, stuff that you should post out there on the World Wide Web. Anyway, guys, I'll talk to you later. Peace.